here's a story from The World.
Armenia and Azerbaijan reached a truce this weekend. It lasted just minutes. Fighting in the region of Nagorno-Karabakh is entering its third week. It's an area that both Armenia and Azerbaijan lay claim to. The conflict is also impacting people who are part of the Armenian and Azeri diaspora around the globe, reigniting a controversy they've both faced for years. Here's The World's Daniel Offman.
If there's one thing that doesn't seem to be controversial, it's this. Nagorno-Karabakh, with its rolling hills, alpine meadows, and cascading streams, is a beautiful place. But there's a deadly conflict playing out right now, and there's no room for compromise between the two opposing sides. Armenians have organized large protests from Paris all the way to Los Angeles.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
No!
Armenian protesters believe that Nagorno-Karabakh is their rightful territory, and that Azerbaijan, with Turkey's help, is trying to take it by force. Earlier this month, California Democrat Adam Schiff seemed to be sympathetic to the Armenian side.
We have a message for Azerbaijan. Cease the hostilities or there will be consequences.
But the hostilities continue. Hundreds of people are dead, and the conflict feels like a zero-sum game. Supporters of Azerbaijan are equally convinced that they're on the right side of history. Protesters from the Azeri diaspora say that Nagorno-Karabakh is officially part of Azerbaijan and that their country has every right to reassert control.
Yeah, well, there's a very important distinction here.
Thomas Duval is a senior fellow at Carnegie Europe, specializing in Eastern Europe and the Caucasus. He explains that this conflict traces back to the fall of the Soviet Union, when a full-scale war broke out between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Duval says that Armenians do have a rightful claim to Nagorno-Karabakh itself.
But during the war, the Armenian side captured a huge amount of territory which was not part of Karabakh. It had no Armenians living there. It was pure, normal Azerbaijani administrative regions. So this is basically occupied territory by the Armenians.
That might help explain why the public in Azerbaijan is so supportive of this military campaign. But Armenians around the world don't see it that way. One of the largest populations of Armenians outside the country is in Los Angeles. Alex Galitsky is with the Armenian National Committee.
Primarily the feeling in our community here in Los Angeles, but across the country and throughout the world, is one of frustration.
Frustration that the international community has not done enough to condemn Azerbaijan and Turkey, the countries that Alex sees as the aggressors in this conflict. He says Armenians in LA feel a strong connection to Nagorno-Karabakh.
Not a single member of our community is untouched by what's happening. Those who've migrated here recently, they will have family who have been conscripted and are facing conscription. So I have many close friends who have volunteered to go to the front line.
Armenians in the U.S. and across the diaspora have raised tens of millions of dollars for the cause. Volunteers are collecting supplies and sending humanitarian aid to Armenia. People on the other side are also organizing. Arzuge Bula is a journalist from Azerbaijan, and she's based in Istanbul, Turkey.
There's been so much support for the government's decision to go into this war from abroad and from within the country.
Gebula says that a parallel conflict has broken out over Nagorno-Karabakh. It's about fundraising, but it's also an information war between the diasporas. Arzu left Azerbaijan in 2010. She says that when it comes to the fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh, there's not much space for honest discussion. If you deviate even slightly, she says, from the official position, online trolls will come after you.
I've been targeted before, but I think this is on a very different level. It's hard when it's happening, but it's harder when it's happening from the people that you know, like your people that you consider friends.
Gebula says even friends she's known for years have gone after her online. She says it all feels personal because in Azerbaijan, the Karabakh region is seen as part of the homeland.
Karabakh is part of every Azerbaijani's identity. In history textbooks, it's taught by your history teachers. It's very much engraved into your mentality that we are a victim and that Armenians are our enemies and this is what they've done to us.
Gebula says this appears to be true on both sides, among Armenians and Azerbaijanis. And she says she worries there's no room for reconciliation.
I almost feel like first we need to stop the war, and then we need to rebuild trust among the people within each country, and then we can rebuild trust between the people from both countries.
But that kind of work takes time, and it takes compromise, something that at this point, neither Armenia or Azerbaijan appears to be willing to offer. For the world, I'm Daniel Offman. From PRX.